Blog Talk Radio. Welcome
to the Flow Ministry. Flow stands for first leaving our ways. We give honor and glory to Almighty God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 p.m. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet at a telephone and a conference line every Tuesday at 6. That number is 559-1100. And this passcode is, you have to use this passcode to get in as well, 956755 and your pound sign. Remember, put in your pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thanks for listening, and hope you will enjoy the wonderful Word of God. I am Minister Ashley, and I will be teaching, and we will be coming from Galatians 6, and we will start at verse 7. And then we may get into something else where in said Matthew 6 and verse 26. And before we get into that, let us, righteous and eternal God, our Father, Lord, we thank thee for another privilege that we have received. You are great and holy, righteous and powerful, none like unto you. So therefore, knowing that what our expectation, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, nothing. But he is all that we can ever think about. He can do more. Therefore, we come, Lord, call upon thy name, believing, and our faith that built on thee, the solid rock. Lord, we bless you and we praise you, and we stand on you because you are the true foundation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just want to welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our great King. And at this time, we will get into the word of the Lord. And we thank God and just want to say this evening that you may be blessed in Jesus' name. All right, let's start at verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I want to say that verse actually say a mouthful, where a whole long sermon. And we can actually get into the word. There are some things will change and some things will not change. God's word remain cannot be changed, because the word as I know it, the word is the Lord, and the Lord is the word. How you know that? is because the scripture, according, if you go back and turn your scripture back and to look at John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Glory to God. And God say, I am God, and I change not. I change not. Glory to God. And we get back where we may think a little about changing, or some things maybe change, but we were looking at something in which we're talking about some kind of sowing. And we may get to some sowing, and you cannot sow without seeds. And because that's the kind of sowing we're talking about. So when we get into that part in which we can get the Word, to understand that the Word is true, there is some laws which cannot be changed, and it can never ever change. Why? Because God have already made it to be so. Because His Word will not come void. But the Word of God, we want to say, stand forever, and which we can understand it, dear, that it is the Word, and the Word cannot be changed. Now, in this verse, and in the context of sowing and reaping, there are sowers and are reapers, and we may have it a little vice versa. By a little, some want to reap and some don't want to sow. Unless in the spiritual sense of it, I would say that every one of us, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, you know what background are you, but we all are sowers and reapers. Glory to God. You will sow. And so, because of that, knowing that we are reapers, then we have to be careful of what we sow. Because the law of sowing gave within the contrast of that in which you will be reaping. So, every man, girl, boy, or rich or poor, or whatever background it is, we all are reapers. So because we are reapers, then we got to be careful of the seed we sow. Now, what seed are you talking about? Well, I think what the scripture actually saying, which I'm glad you asked the question. This seed, Jesus gave this as the word that furthering within the context of sowing and reaping. And maybe later we'll get into that. The Apostle Paul picked that up and bring it out in a little more little lightened to us by saying that as according to what he bring out, it's about to bring out somewhere in the back, whether it's the New Testament or Old Testament, but somewhere there as it come back again, and he says, according to verse 6 and verse 7, which I said, be not deceived. So whatever you, this what is, don't be deceived. Glory to God. So if we are deceive any at all, we got to understand what it's going to be. The deception in which we would have received, that in which we have been deceived, tell a lie or whatever, we see that to come because of a deception. God is not mocked. You cannot mock him because the word is come will come to pass. The word will face you. The word will come. The word will always come into the existence of where it lies, where the seed sowed, then there will you also reap. And you cannot, or we cannot, corn when we plant some peas.
Mm-hmm.
So corn, if you plant corn, you will reap corn. And if you plant peas, you will reap peas. But there we got it. The Bible there, not actually the plant of such, but there is what we do. The things that we do, and we actually sowing when we do some things, whether right or wrong, it will come back somehow. Because when you got to be, we all got to be careful and what we sow. Now, if I do something bad to someone, then I am sowing. And if I kept doing that, I am actually, if that's what I does all the time, then I am making a field which I are a bed in which I gonna sow some bad seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, for me not to reap a bad seeds, I have to understand that now. You got to understand that there's something now that you have to do. You have to change from the bad to the good. And the good seeds in which will, because it's a if bad seed, then we becomes a reaper. And if it's good seed, still becomes a reaper. Because it's all in the line. It's like, you may look on it and say, well, how my battery in my car work? How can it work? We're working with two ways in which it have that negative and positive part of it in which to able to function. And so, as we may look at this, we say, for sowing, then there will be reaping. There is no sowing, there is no reaping. There is no sowing, there is no reaper. There is no reaper. There is no sowing went on before. But so we have to be careful and what we sow. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We may look at it and say, well, right now it seems like this is the way I should go. And in your art of art, you know that the truth is not on your lips. Or it's not coming righteously. That is to say, it is not right. So therefore, it is not coming out that, so what going to happen, what happened there, we're sowing something which we're going to reap, but it's not a good seed. The seed you sow, regardless what it is, don't you say that your brother caused you to sow bad seeds. Now, you are sower and reaper. So we have got to understand, we come up to a point which we get to say, well, I will do what is right and do the right thing because I am a reaper. So nobody can force me or force you to sow seed which you're not want to sow because you know that the seed you sow, you shall also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. So that verse 7 give it, and there's a little more explanation there at verse 8. And these are, and what are, what it's talking about? It may be talking about the flesh, the work, are the works of that which we have done. But he that saw it to the Spirit. Now, when I talk about flesh here, we just want to point out something which we'd like to understand here about the flesh. If you're going to talk about flesh, you're not talking about if you cut me and take a piece of my flesh, and that's what he's talking about, or the corruption there. But what he's talking about is the things that we do in the satisfaction of the flesh. The things that we do, the satisfaction of our minds, what our self want, the self, and we become selfish in it, and so we do the things of self. So we justify ourself, but not the Spirit. So therefore, we sow to the flesh what the flesh asks for or want you to do, are some unpleasant things which the flesh satisfy by that in which was, but there is not within the sense of, let's put it the other way, the Spirit of God will teach us to do the right thing, say the right thing, go to the right place, and all the necessary that right. Because the word right means righteous, because you do things righteous. And the righteousness, therefore, come by this, the leading of the Spirit of the Lord. So sowing to the flesh is not the Spirit. It is the human self that need to be satisfied by whatever it seems that the flesh need. And somebody says, you know, I did this last and it worked. Although it don't write, but it worked. But later on, what actually happened, there was a reaping period. And when the reaping time comes around, when this source realized that the seed that was sown, I don't think that will grow at all. Because a lot of us put things out there and put it down, the seeds out there, and don't believe that it will grow. I have no idea, no knowledge of that it will or it would grow at all. But therefore, it will grow because it will face you, because that's what the law of seed, of sowing and reaping is. You got to know that if you sow the seed, then that's what you're going to reap. And no matter how you try, or no matter where, or how you get around, we cannot get around, if you get around it, or go above it, or get under it. It does not matter where you go or where we are. You will face it. It doesn't matter what your the condition is that you lay yourself and you plow that ground and turn it over and do what you want to do and sow your seed. And then, regardless what going to happen, whether you want to reap or not, there will be a time that you must reap, because the law of reaping and sowing said you must reap. Hey, glory to God. Yay. Hallelujah. So the word of God that says, when you sow, don't believe that it says God is mocked. Because you know why you can't? Because the law is set out there to work. And it will work because God put it in existence that it must work, so that we can able to sow good seeds all the time in order to reap. Spirit of grace, that we're able to understand that we set out in one area to sow good seed. Sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes we go through hard times And sometimes we just think that is the best thing is to do something which are not right because time hard or what? I need some money, and so I got to play a little trick in order to get some money, or to lie in order to get some money, or to do this or to do that in order to fulfill our fleshly desire. Glory to God. But I want to say, reaping time is coming. And the law of reaping and sowing will come to pass. God's words never fail. God's word is true. And listen what you get. He says you reap corruption in the flesh, but there in the spirit you reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doings. So the weariness in well-doings is to say, it's maybe hard, and if I do it that way, I won't accomplish this, I won't receive this, but I need it, I have to do this, I have to pay some bill, and so what I want to do is to do something else, because there is something need to be a point where maybe you call it a boiling point. So therefore, you don't want to reach the boiling point. So you want to reach your quarter where you need to say, well, I maybe not get don't get this, but I got it because I want to reach. But let me tell you something. Better you got through the hard part of it and sow good seed than to go through the part that seemed like it is temporary. I would say not seem like, but it is temporary. Regardless what you put there or what we put out there, which has been temporary to meet another temporary stuff, I want to tell you, in a long run, whatever it may be, or whatever it may be, there is a season coming when you shall reap. Oh, God Almighty. Oh, Jesus. For in due season, let's go back over to verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doings. Don't we want to make some shortcut? Oh, my God. So sometimes we try to go another way. But I want to tell you, you know, the other day my daughter called me and talked to me about, we talked about some things she was going through, and she wanted my opinion on it about what happened. I say, you know what? Do it the Lord's way. And I said, it's maybe hard for you, or seem like it's the hardest part, but it will be the best decision. Do it God's way. And oftentimes, God's way seems like it's harder. But when you got through it, the Bible says the harder the battle is the sweeter the victory. So therefore, we got to understand that part. The victory will come because you go through it. Listen, he said, for in due season he shall reap if he faint not. If you continue and don't give up, do the right thing, then what I understand about right thing is that when you constantly do the right things, and okay, it becomes, it form in you over the years doing the right things. It form in you that there it will be right things doing. So if you faint not, you becomes righteous in the right of the right in which given. Because you practice it, and because you practice it, you become righteous of the right. Because the right doings make you to be. So say, faint not. So we shall not faint because of what the word of, that's what he said. We are not faint. Don't faint. Just continue to do the right thing. Glory to God. And when you reach to the place of saying, well, I did it God's way. I just say, I do it God's way because it is the way. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Glory to God. So therefore, do it my way because I am the way. And nothing you won't do, my brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to say the same that you give out, or the same that you sowed, and you shall reap whatever it may be. Glory to God. A lady was doing her best, doing some good for a purpose, being purpose of doing good, as my mom would say. She said, I have children growing up, and I also have grandchildren coming, so I have to sow some good seed in order for them to reap. Because some seeds will sow, but woe unto them that sow seed that which is not good. The Bible says, do good and pursue it. Pursue the good, because his will showed up. It will grow. Whatever seed you sow, it will grow. And while it grows, then there will be reapers. And you will reap whatever seed you sow. Because the seed you sow, you shall surely reap. Hey! Glory to the Almighty King of creation. Hallelujah. So therefore, let that seed that is in you, within your thoughts, or whatever it may seem, let whatever you make sure that you work on it before you let it out. Sometimes the thoughts may be, but it says, look, oh my God. He said, Jesus says, is what come out. It's not what going in. Defile a man. So therefore, we got to understand, we get that straight before it comes. Because that's a part of sowing. What we say, what we do. Some people, you cannot trust them because the track record is so bad. And because the track record is so bad, people can't trust them. People can't give them no leeway because they have their track record is just definitely terrible. And because of that, nobody can trust them. And they talk about their luck is bad and what not good or what bad or what good. Because of the seed you sow, your track record showing that you're a bad sower. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, again, good. But a time is far spent. And I just want to say, sowers, as we all are sowers, let's sow good seeds. For the seeds that we sow, it will surely grow, and we will surely reap. Because that is the law of sowing and reaping. God bless you. Till next week, same time, same place. And this is Minister Ashley saying, God bless. Hallelujah. And may you have a blessed week. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before thy presence. We thank you for work. We thank you for life. We thank you for being kind and merciful. Bless the audience. Bless everyone. Bless whatever going on, dear Lord, as we ask of you. Lord, blessed be the name. The ministry as we come. Lord, we want to say through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.